Last week, the East Devonport Football Club announced its intention to apply for a Tasmanian State League licence in 2023. It certainly came out of left field. It surprised me. I don't think anyone saw it coming. The Secretary of East Devonport Footy Club is John Phoebe, who joins me now. Good morning, John.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. It's fair to say, I don't think anyone saw this one coming, but obviously there's been a fair bit of discussion going on in the background leading up to this point.
Well, I suppose so. It all began, I think, earlier in the year when Craig Martin, who's president of North Hobart, he was on the coast and he knows Leon Perry and Justin Delante well, especially Leon, because Leon played at North Hobart early in his career. And he was on the coast and he visited Girdleston Park and he was extremely impressed with what he saw, particularly around the fact that it's a purpose-built facility just for footy. And he thought that it would make an ideal state league ground. So and that was early in the year, and I suppose things were talked about at committee level of you know, where East Devonport's future would lie. There were all sorts of scenarios brought up, like when we would return to the NWFL and what would be the appropriate time, and would we, you know, join a country association, and the state league option often popped up and for discussion. So that's sort of how it began, and over the last couple of weeks, it's certainly grown momentum, if you like. Yeah.
For people down across the story, the East Devonport Footy Club didn't compete in the NWFL at senior reserves or under 18 levels this season due to player shortage numbers. So it's a big call to go from not having enough players to putting a team in the state league.
It is. It's. I think once we had a look at the possibilities around something like that, and we talked to people, the state league presidents. Particularly Craig Martin, Jim Wilkinson was of interest too. And we looked at the fact that the Coast had no representation in the State League, and it was an opportunity there. So considering that East wasn't playing in the NWFL, so we wouldn't interfere with the running of that competition. But the more we talked to people, the more it was evident that there was a real need for a team on the Northwest Coast. And that team, probably only room at this particular stage for one team, and you need to look at the location of that team. So Girdleston Park would be the ideal location. So that's how it sort of built momentum, based around the real need for the young players and those aspiring to play at a higher level, particularly with the arrival of a Tasmanian team in the AFL. Obviously you're going to need a strong state league to underpin it. So that was a catalyst for what we thought would be an ideal place for a state league team.
Well, the AFL Tasmania Futures Report has identified that the seven-team state league competition isn't viable in its current format, and licences expire in 2022, I think. So 2023 will be a new era for the state league in whatever form, so that the timing's been pretty right for you. When I first heard of it, I thought, what a crazy idea. But the more I think about it, the more it makes sense. Is that the sort of reaction you've got since it's been announced? It's a couple of weeks now, so what's the reaction been like?
Yeah, well, it has, Martin. Yeah, it's the amount of support we've sort of got for it has been, phenomenal, really. I mean, I didn't expect quite a reaction that we got, but it seems to come back every time to the fact where Girdleston Park is, the fact that it's, as I said before, it's a football ground that is solely built for football. There's no cricket pitch, there's no bike track. It's located in one of the fastest growing areas in Tasmania and the fastest on the coast, right between Devonport, Latrobe and Shearwater Port Sorell. I suppose it's the right end of the coast too as far as travel goes. And all the things like the upgraded facilities, which has got the best ground lights on the coast now, are this new, brand new change rooms, which gives the club four really high-quality change rooms. There's massive in-ground car parking, and it's an easy ground to get to, too. I mean, it's just off the highway. And it's also located, the Spirit is just a couple of blocks away, and the airport's just down the road. So, we even thought about if ever there was a chance to host any pre-season games with interstate clubs, it would be very easy for them to get to the ground. So there's all sorts of things kept stacking up, And the more we looked at it, and the more other people looked at it, they thought, well, you know, what a great idea it would be.
It's still a little way off, of course. We're talking 2023. So what's the next step from here now, John? Obviously, you've put it out there, and the reaction from what you're saying has been mostly favourable. So what's the next step?
Well, the next step, of course, is the AFL Tasmania Futures Report. And that'll tell us, you know, what is the future of the state league beyond 2023. And if there's no future for it, well, you know, obviously there's something that we can't pursue. So we'll just return to, you know, our focus of getting back to the NWFL and putting all our resources at the juniors, which we are still doing at this point in time. So it all depends on that AFL Futures Report, which is due out, I understand, a week or two, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah, well, they're telling us before the end of the year, so that doesn't leave much time, does it?
No. So, if it comes out in our favour, we'll be able to prepare our case and look towards all sorts of things in 2022 to get our house in order. So, you know, it would be a wonderful opportunity, but as I said, we don't really know what the future of the State League is.
Yeah, it's a bold suggestion, John, and I think East Devonport are heading off on the front foot of doing the right thing with it. Let's watch this space with interest, but thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Martin.